Now, KRWG News. Good morning. It is 6:45. Las Cruces police investigated a two-vehicle crash on Highway 70 yesterday afternoon that injured four people and closed a portion of the highway for 3 hours. Police said a white Infiniti and a gray Chevrolet Colorado were traveling east on Highway 70. Just after Mesa Grande, investigators believe the Infiniti struck the Colorado, forcing it to roll off the highway and onto the frontage road. Four occupants of that vehicle were injured and taken to the hospital with injuries that were believed to be non-life-threatening. The crash closed both eastbound lanes of Highway 70 at Mesa Grande and both adjacent eastbound lanes of Bataan Memorial East. Police said citations are pending. The U.S. Treasury Department's Emergency Rental Assistance Program can help residents across Doñana County affected by COVID-19 who are struggling to pay rent and utility bills. Emily Guerra spoke to Doñana County Community Outreach Liaison Emma Johnson-Ortiz about what is needed to qualify for assistance.
What is the Emergency Rental Assistance Program?
This is money that we receive from the U.S. Department of the Treasury, and it provides rental and utility assistance for eligible households. And by what I mean, they have to qualify under the HUD requirements.
And what are those requirements?
Well, I'll give you some examples. Like for a family of one, the most they could make, 80% of the median income, is $30,750. For a family of two, it's $35,150. And it goes up in increments like $400 or $500. Well, it can be more families, but I'm going to say eight is $57,950 in a year.
And what challenges have you had for people to apply?
First of all, the software, it's a little challenging. It's called Neighborly Software, and it connects the tenant with the landlord. So both of the tenant as well as the landlord have to submit their documentations online. But it is challenging. Some people we don't have emails for. They don't have a computer, or they're computer illiterate. So, you know, we do as much as we can help them. And, you know, I've been filling out applications for them all week. You know, if I need to help them, I will try to help them. But we want them to complete as many applications as they can online.
And what is needed to qualify, and who qualifies?
Okay, like I said, it's the medium income, you know, depending on what you earn, but also how were you affected by COVID-19? You need to tell us you were impacted, you'd lost your job, they had reduced hours. I had one lady a while ago that her daughter passed away, and she was the caretaker for her daughter. And, of course, you know, her daughter passed away, the income reduced. So she does qualify for the COVID-19 assistance.
So these are financial hardships due to COVID-19 after March 13th, 2020, experiencing job loss or reduction of annual income.
Well, what we do is, they need to submit in writing how did COVID-19 impact them. Like we said, first of all, a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people have been cut hours. And you can imagine, you know, like the restaurants opening and closing, they go back to work and then their hours are reduced again. And they go to work and then their hours are reduced. You know, it's an up and down. And we have to look at each person, you know, individually and see how they were impacted by COVID-19.
And when did you start taking in applications?
Well, the commissioners accepted the money, I'm going to say about February the 9th of this year, 2021. And we had been taking applications right away by hand. We were getting applications submitted by hand. But now, about 2 weeks ago, we went on March 5th, we got this Neighborly software. And they can log in to DoñanaCounty.org and look at the application. And either they fill out the tenant or the landlord application and see which one they need to fill out. The tenant, of course, is the renter, and then the landlord is the owner of the property. Usually, if they call me, I will contact their landlord and let them know, this is what we need from you. We need a W-9. We need contract between you and the renter, and let us know how far are they behind. we can go back all the way to April of 2020 forward and help them. You know, the landlords are hurting just as much as the renter. The renter can't pay them, and the landlord needs assistance too, because they need to pay their property taxes. They need to pay their upgrades. They need to do maintenance on the properties. So just because the renter is not paying, that doesn't mean the landlord doesn't have responsibilities.
So far, how many families have you been able to help?
Right now, I think we're, and this is an estimate because I didn't look at it, I'm going to say 300 to 400 applications have come in. And I think we have helped 90 families.
To hear Emily's entire interview with Emma Johnson Ortiz, go to the Puentes page under the News tab at krwg.org.